Gordon Chambers has made a name for himself writing hit songs for artists like Whitney Houston and Patti LaBelle. He also won a Grammy Award for co-writing Anita Baker's hit, I Apologize.
I apologize, honest, honest and true, because I know I was wrong, and so I sing you this song that I'm trying to get through.
Now he's ready to capture more of the spotlight for himself with the release of his debut CD, Introducing Gordon Chambers.
I think of myself as having had a great education from masters, you know what I mean? Being up and close and personal with them. I've had the best artist development training you could ever have, you know? I've just been taking notes of all of what they do and trying to wait for my turn to put all that practice into reality. So there are many artists who've been, you know, like Kem, the artist Kem, K-E-M from Detroit. He was an independent artist before he, you know, got distribution from Motown. Norah Jones even had an album that she did independently before hooking up with Blue Note. So many artists that have gone to rise up into the top of the charts have done exactly what I'm doing. So I really do believe in my music. This music is red wine music, and red wine doesn't go bad.
You also do your own rendition of a favorite of mine, I Apologize, from Ms. Baker.
One, a two, a three, and woo! Operator, get my baby on the line. Just the other night.
You know, what gave me the inspiration to make the album was I started doing live shows in New York. And of course, to give the audience something familiar than just a whole, you know, thing of new songs, I started doing renditions of If You Love Me and I Apologize, just so the audience would hear something that was familiar. But we came up with that live kind of jazzy arrangement. And when I went to record, I said, let's just record it exactly like how we did it live, because they liked it live. So that's why I left me counting off the band. That was just to give people a sense of my live style as a performer on wax.
I apologize. Believe me, I do. I apologize.
Oh. One of the interesting things that you've done with a big hit for Angie Stone is with No More Rain, be able to integrate familiar tunes with current day lyric. You do that with one of the songs on your album, Touch You There, where so many of us who are big Marvin Gaye fans immediately hear I Want You in that. Talk to me about why you've done that. Yeah, and then the idea of being able to, I would suspect, salute some of your influences as well.
It's just continuation of a legacy. I'm a child of the 70s, so I grew up, you know, hearing Motown music. Everything that I do, especially my style of live performance, is based on the Motown brand. And there was a time, you know, growing up, artists were elegantly dressed and their performance was just unparalleled. I can't help but be influenced by that, and I really want to continue that. That legacy is still too current to die.
Finally, let me ask you about another tune on the CD, and that's I'll Miss You Most. I was reading, and this is what I appreciated. This was one of those songs you said, save Luther Vandross, you weren't giving this one away.
That song is about loneliness.
It's almost time for me to do my show, and you are always there. There in the very first row.
It's interesting because that song is the hands down song that seems to move people the most of the album.
And so the story goes, and I don't know where you are, and my spirits are so low, but I'm a pro.
I think that that song is an honest song. It's about loneliness. It's about missing somebody that's just not there right now. You know, I wrote the song from the perspective of a performer, but it hits people in many, many ways. I met a woman I performed in Houston who told me, I'm a single woman, I'm a career woman, I'm in my 50s. My whole life, I've traveled all over the world as a management consultant, and I've sometimes would be in 3 or 4 cities during the week. But the only person who ever knew every city where I was going was my mother. And she said, my mother passed about 6 months ago. And so there's nobody that I have to report to say, oh, well, Mom, I'll be in London on Monday and Brussels on Thursday. So she said, "So, but I carry your CD with me, and when I'm missing my mom in my hotel room, I just play 'I'll Miss You Most' over and over again. It's become my memory of my mother." So I just think that as a songwriter, when you write your best songs, when you're really telling the truth, you know, your emotional truth, and if you're honest about your emotional truth, it will connect to somebody else's emotional truth.
The CD is called Introducing Gordon Chambers. We wish you well, and hopefully this will be the start of many great CDs to come. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Broken hearts and empty tears we cry, clinging on to pride. But why? When all we need is love.